Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you'll learn about an all too common cancer that literally eats away at your team's productivity, morale, and ensures you'll never have the career you want. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Welcome to the show. Today, you're going to learn how to identify and solve for this cancer that eats away productivity, kills morale, and limits your career. And when you do, you'll have a team that's able to solve problems much faster, get more done, and you'll be a leader who's respected and people want to work with. So what is this malaise, this disease, this illness? We refer to it around here as diaper genie syndrome. That's right, diaper genie syndrome. What is diaper genie syndrome? Diaper genie syndrome refers to, if you've been a parent, you might be familiar with the diaper genie. That's what it's called in the United States. There's various versions around the world. If you're in England, you're taking care of the nappies. And it's basically a diaper pail, but it's a marvel of modern engineering. You drop a messy diaper into it, you give it a twist, and it wraps plastic around that diaper so that the stink is gone. Except it isn't really. It's just contained in this long plastic-wrapped sausage of avoidance. Building quietly until the parent who has to go and empty that thing makes it go away. And if that thing breaks, heaven help you. Well, listen, it's fine for diapers. It's great for kids and parents and that sort of thing. But diaper genie syndrome is disastrous for work. What is diaper genie syndrome? It's conflict avoidance. And there are so many different examples of it, different ways that it manifests. I'm going to give you some examples and help you identify it in your workplace. But the problem here is that if you can't smell a workplace conflict, you can't solve it. And so what does diaper genie syndrome look like? It's the tendency to tightly wrap workplace tension, feedback, or conflict in layers of avoidance so no one has to smell it right now. Leaders do it, teams do it, individual contributors do it with one another, departments do it. It is an epidemic. And if you are suffering from this, some of the ways that you can avoid it or notice it, identify it, it's when leaders, teams, or individuals avoid hard conversations. They delay decisions that might cause friction, redirect concerns into side channels instead of having the conversations directly, using vague, safe language instead of just speaking the truth, sugarcoating performance feedback, hoping that if you don't bring it up, it'll just go away. And sometimes it can even feel like diplomacy, but it's not. It's actually emotional procrastination. And all of that stink, it builds up just out of sight. And if you can't smell it, you can't solve it. So why is conflict avoidance, why is diaper genie syndrome so dangerous? Because that wrapped, avoided conflict doesn't stay contained. It festers, it mutates, just like a cancer. Here's what happens when diaper genie becomes a workplace strategy. Trust erodes. People stop believing what's being said. Words don't matter anymore because we know that they don't actually mean what they're saying. Resentment builds up. Feedback that could have been useful now becomes personal. Why didn't I hear that earlier when I could have done something about it? Decisions stall out. No one raises concerns. Poor ideas are passed through, get the green light. Conflict leaks sideways. You get gossip, triangulation, going around people, all that sort of thing. And teams disengage. You know, there's quiet quitting, but that so often starts with quiet fuming, where people are just feeling that disrespect, that resentment, the frustration. Avoidance isn't a neutral move. It's a compound interest problem. You invest money and you let that compound interest build up. You got a lot more money. Well, works in exactly the opposite way too. When there's feedback, when there are conversations that need to happen, avoidance, avoiding those conversations, compounds interest on the problem. It gets bigger and bigger, faster and faster. The longer you defer it, the bigger the stink when it finally surfaces. So here's how to identify if you've got some diaper genie syndrome going on. I'll break this down into three different categories for you. Let's start with managing up, avoiding conflict with your boss. So maybe you nod along in meetings and then complain to your peers afterward. You feel overwhelmed or underutilized, but you don't say anything about it. You just assume your boss doesn't want to hear your honest take on things. And of course, the reason you might do that is fear of retaliation. You don't know how to say what needs to be said. But regardless of the reason why, the result is that your insights never influence decisions. Your frustration builds. You become invisible, or maybe you even start acting out passively in a passive-aggressive kind of way. Here's a second way, second area that it manifests and how to identify it. Managing down. This is avoiding conflict with your direct reports. This looks like you delay hard conversations about performance or attitude. You sandwich feedback until the message gets lost with that classic sandwich feedback method, the good, the bad, the good. Maybe you lower the bar instead of raising expectations. And again, why you might do those things, you want to protect morale, avoid discomfort, you don't want to damage relationships, but really it's all self-protection. I don't want people to feel bad about me. I don't want to be a subject of ill will or anything like that. The consequence is your team doesn't grow. They either coast or they get blindsided when things finally blow up, but there's a consequence to you too. And that is that you will lose your team's respect and your colleagues' respect because you're not having the conversations that need to be had. Performance is not improving. Productivity suffers. And then the third category here, we've got managing sideways. This is when you're avoiding conflict with colleagues. What does diaper genie syndrome look like there? It's you're venting to others instead of addressing things directly. You're agreeing in meetings, disagreeing in private. You smile during collaboration conversations, but just quietly disengage. Again, why does it happen? You fear damaging relationships. You don't know if it's your place to have that conversation or not. And as a result, your peer relationships just become performative. They don't mean anything. Real issues never get resolved, and trust breaks down again. Okay, so what do you do when you spot that diaper genie syndrome at work? We need to start solving this. You don't become confrontational. That's not the goal here, is to suddenly become a jerk or get up in people's face. You're aiming for courageous and clear. When you see the diaper genie syndrome entering a conversation, some of the tactics you can use here, name what's being avoided. Like, here's some specific language you can use. I've noticed that we're dancing around something. Can we talk about it? Then use curiosity, not accusation. So, you know, would show up with genuine curiosity, saying something like, you know, I'm curious how you're seeing this. How's this look from your perspective? Can we walk through this? Can we unpack it together? Next, you want to speak directly and with care. So communicating your concern. Hey, listen, I care about this team. I want us to deal with this while it's still small before it becomes a bigger deal. And then fourth, you can make clear commitments. What's one step we can both agree to? Just as an example, you don't have to unwrap every single genie at once, but you do want to stop stuffing new ones into the plastic, right? Don't want to get those wrapping up. So you may not be able to solve everything all at once, but if you can at least stop any more of those indirect and avoidant conversations from happening, but it's going to give you a much better chance to start dealing with the things now. Okay, I want to give you some really practical ways that you can start practicing. You can do some little mini personal experiments for yourself to break the habit of conflict avoidance. If you've been listening and you're ready to make a change, you're like, yeah, I know that I have been practicing diaper genie syndrome. I got to solve it. That cancer is eating my team. It's eating my productivity. It's eating my influence. You're ready to make the change. Here are some things you can try. These are small, consistent moves that keep things from getting wrapped up in that plastic. Number one, experiment number one, say the thing. Once a week, name something that usually goes unsaid in a meeting or a one-on-one. As soon as you find yourself thinking, well, it's not my place to say something, just try the words. You can write them out on a note card so you have them there for you, put them on your phone. And you say, hey, can I ask something that might be a little awkward? And then ask the question. Or here's another one, experiment number two, invite the unsaid. One meeting per week that you're in, make space for others to unwrap what they're holding back. You can say something like, what's something we're not saying that could change the game here? How about experiment number three? End every meeting with clarity. For 30 days, end every meeting with, what are we taking away from this? Any part of this still unclear? You can do a check for understanding and use the magic meeting formula to ensure everyone knows who's doing what by when and how everyone will know afterwards. And then experiment number four, the 5-second pause. This is when you catch yourself wrapping or editing too much, pause and ask yourself, what am I really trying to say here? What's really at stake? Why does what I have to say matter? And say that. With care, yes, but say the thing. So those are four experiments you can use to start. If you've been a diaper genie type of person, you've been falling into that diaper genie syndrome, you can use those to help you unwrap that diaper genie, the feedback that needs to happen, have the direct conversations. Because diaper genie syndrome, it can feel productive in the moment. You sidestep discomfort, you avoid awkwardness, you keep things pleasant, but that sealed dysfunction is still dysfunction, and it doesn't just delay growth, it gets worse the longer it stays wrapped up. So if you want real trust, real clarity and progress, you got to stop wrapping what stinks. When you do, your team will be able to solve problems faster because they'll know about them. Productivity will improve because you're not wasting time on all of the underneath the table, behind the scenes, behind closed doors, all of those conversations. You have a conversation, you make the decision, you go. And your influence, your career will grow because you'll become a leader who's known for a productive, morale-building, respectful environment where people have the conversations they need to have and everyone's pulling together. And that's a leader people want to work for. And as we wrap up today, I realize that these kinds of conversations, they're not easy. And we have put together an entire leader's guide to powerful phrases, like some of those that I've shared with you today, that you and your team can use to navigate all the tough conversations at work. It'll help you reduce stress, improve morale, productivity, and it's yours free. Go to letsgrowleaders.com/podcast and you can download it today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And thanks as always to our producer, sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, I'm your host, David Dye, reminding you to be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store US retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit the upsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.